Vanderbilt political scientist Christian Gross has written a new article called Secretaries of Pork. He's not really talking about pigs.
We say secretaries of pork, question mark, because we want to see, do executive agencies and the people who head them, the cabinet secretaries, have influence over the political allocation of millions and billions of federal dollars.
Gross studied how millions of dollars in Defense and Labor Department grants were handed out to various states from 1991 to 2002. The president had a lot less influence than you might think.
When it comes to federal dollars and project allocations, the president doesn't have very much control over what's spent and where, partly because the president has bigger fish to fry than worrying about which grant goes to which state. What it does is it frees up the cabinet secretaries and the other people at the top of the agency to make decisions that if the president was actually doing it, the president would not necessarily agree with.
Gross says his findings raise intriguing questions about what a president gets when he picks a cabinet secretary.
Are they able to shirk and kind of get away with doing things the president doesn't want? These things are really important for policy outcomes. These grants, I mean, defense contracts, people know what that is, but the labor grants include things like help for nonprofits that would be helping people with unemployment.
This research was co-authored by Anthony Bertelli of the University of Georgia, and it will be published in the Journal of Politics. I'm Amory Dear Owens, and that's Vanderbilt.